Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. The great place to learn together is right here.
That's right. Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Let's practice English together. Today's topic is Around Town.
And the title of our lesson is A Police Officer. A Police Officer. So what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, yesterday we learned that police officers stop crimes. They stop people from doing bad things.
And today we will continue to talk about the job of a police officer. So pay attention. Here's Marie with our Read It.
Taylor is upset. What's wrong? She got a speeding ticket this morning. She was going 45 miles per hour, but the speed limit was 35 miles per hour. Then she got a second ticket. Why? When the police officer stopped her, she wasn't wearing her seatbelt. She got the tickets because she broke the law. And the tickets are expensive. She has to pay $150. How embarrassing!
Ooh, that is not good. So, have you ever gotten a speeding ticket before?
Well, I never got a speeding ticket, but I almost did.
Really? What happened?
Well, I was driving down the highway, and a police officer pulled me over. He said I was driving a little too fast, but he never gave me a ticket.
Well, that's a good thing. Friends, we'll talk more about this today, and maybe you have a story yourself. But first, let's look at those key words. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 今天 Taylor 心情不佳。She looks upset. 形容词 upset 就是心烦苦恼的。因为开车来上班的时候，她被开了罚单，理由是她超过了这个速度限制。速度限制就是 speed limit。名词 limit 就是限制上限。不仅如此，当警察上前盘查的时候，竟然发现他没有绑安全带。安全带就是 seat belt. She wasn't wearing her seat belt. 结果他又被开了第二张罚单。不过 Taylor 也承认自己违反的法规。She broke the law. 名词 law 就是法律法规。你知道还有一件更糗的事是什么吗？给他开罚单的竟然是昨天来电视台受访的警察 Carl. That's really embarrassing. 真是太丢脸了。形容词 embarrassing 就是很尴尬很难堪的。
Hi Taylor.
You look upset.
I am. I got a speeding ticket this morning.
Oh no!What happened?
I was driving to work, and I was driving a little too fast.
How fast?
I was going 45 miles per hour on Center Street.
The speed limit on Center Street is 35 miles per hour.
I know. So a police officer gave me a speeding ticket.
We meet Alex and Taylor. Taylor does not look happy. She looks upset.
We've all been upset before, right? You get upset if you don't do well on a test. Or you might get upset if you miss your plane.
Marie, do you remember the last time you were upset?
I do. It was a few weeks ago. I was walking in the rain.I was going to a wedding, so I was wearing a really nice dress. I had my umbrella, and I was feeling happy. Until...
Until what?
Well, all of a sudden, a car drove by really fast and splashed water all over me. I was not only wet, but I was really dirty. I had to go home and change.
Ooh, that would make me upset, too. Ooh. That's a terrible story. I'm so sorry. Well, Taylor is upset because she got a speeding ticket this morning. Before we talk about what happened, let's go to Christina. She will tell us more about the word speeding.
Taylor 今天心情很糟，他说 I got a speeding ticket this morning. 我今天早上被开了一张超速的罚单。单字 speeding 就是超速行车的意思。这个字来自动词 speed。Speed 本身就是快速行驶、迅速前进的意思。如果你说 We needed to speed to the hospital, 就是我们必须快速前往医院，或者 The car was speeding, 那辆车超速行驶。所以 speed 的动名词 speeding 指的就是超速行车。你可以说 Taylor got a ticket for speeding. Taylor 因为超速行驶被开了罚单，或者 The police stopped me for speeding.因为超速警察把我拦了下来。Speeding 也可以当形容词用。A speeding car 指的就是高速行驶中的车。
Peter, I feel bad for Taylor. She got a speeding ticket.
Well, she was driving too fast. Hopefully she will learn her lesson and won't do it again.
Yeah, I guess so.Well, in our conversation, Taylor says, I was driving to work. This sentence is today's grammar point. So, let's go to Rebecca. Hey everyone, I know that today you're going to have a lot of fun.
Why?
Well, you get to learn a grammar point. If you want to say that you were doing something, you could use this grammar point. I was doing something.To noun. For example, I was walking to school, or I was talking to my mom. Don't forget to use it.
Thanks very much, Rebecca. Let's see if I can think of a sentence. I was jogging to the park. I was riding my bike to the library.
Great sentences.Well, Taylor was driving to work, but she was driving a little too fast.
She was going 45 miles per hour on Center Street. That's too fast because the speed limit on that street is only 35 miles per hour.
Oh, yeah. Taylor was going 10 miles per hour over the speed limit. That's a lot, and that can be very dangerous.No wonder she got a speeding ticket.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I hope she learned her lesson. Friends, let's take a short break, and then we'll get back to learning. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
So we know it's not good to drive too fast, but is it okay to drive too slowly?
No, driving too slowly can be very dangerous too. It's important for all cars to go the same speed limit. Accidents can happen when you drive too slow or too fast.
That's right. Well, we're learning a lot of important things today. Friends, let's watch Conversation B together.
How much is the ticket?
Which one?
Which one? You got more than one?
Yes. When the police officer stopped me, I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. I also got a ticket for that.
That's bad.
Well, I broke the law. The two tickets will cost me $150.But something else was really embarrassing.
What?
Officer Carl gave me the tickets.
Taylor got a speeding ticket from a police officer. Alex wants to know how much the ticket was.
Which one?
Which one? Uh-oh, she got more than one ticket?
Yes, she did get more than one ticket. When the police officer stopped her, she wasn't wearing her seatbelt. She also got a ticket for that.
Oh, no. Well, it's important for all of us to wear our seatbelts, whether you are the driver or the passenger.
Seatbelts keep you safe. They hold you in your seat. Always wear your seatbelt, okay?
Remember that, Taylor. Driving without a seatbelt is not good. Taylor broke the law.
I broke the law.
What? Peter, what did you do? Are you going to go to jail? Oh, no.
No. Don't worry. I broke the law. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I broke the law.
I broke the law. 我违法了。
Hello, officer. Is something wrong?
You were driving too fast.
I broke the law.
You were not wearing a seatbelt.
I broke the law.
I'm giving you a ticket.
I broke the law. How much is the ticket?
$200.
If I pay the ticket, I'll be broke.
Too bad you broke the law.
Oh.
I broke the law.
I broke the law. 我违法了。
That was a great calendar phrase. Now, Taylor broke the law. Laws are rules we should be following.
Cities have laws, states have laws, and countries have laws too.
That's right. If you don't wear a seatbelt or drive too fast, then you are breaking the law. Friends, make sure you do the right thing.
The two tickets will cost Taylor $150. Christina, can you tell us more about this?
所以 Taylor 吃了两张罚单，一共要罚150块美金。The two tickets will cost me $150. 动词 cost 是花费的意思，用法就像 Taylor 说的 cost someone something。比如 the dress cost me $200. 动词 cost 的过去式不变也是 cost。再看一个例子 ，the cell phone only cost me $400. 这个手机只花了我400块美金。对于太昂贵或者是价钱太高的东西，你可以用 cost too much。比如说 ，university costs too much， 上大学花费太高了。或者 it costs too much to live in New York， 住在纽约花费太高了。这些都是动词 cost 的用法。
Thank you, Christina. So, Peter.How much did that orange shirt cost you?
This cost me $20.
Hey, that's a very good price. Well, things cost people money. It's too bad Taylor got two tickets, which cost her $150.
That's a lot of money. But something else was embarrassing. Officer Carl gave her the tickets.
Oh no, that is embarrassing.Officer Carl is our friend. He was on Rob's show.
Embarrassing. When I think of this word, I think of when I do something and I am so afraid everyone finds out about that.
Yeah, I think that's happened to me a few times too. All right, friends. Well, right now it's time for us to review our keywords. Here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Upset. Upset. Emma lost the game, so she is upset.
Limit. Limit. You can't buy 6. The limit is 3.
Seatbelt. Seatbelt.When you ride in a car, wear a seatbelt.
law. Law. You can't go in there. It's the law.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing. I forgot her name. How embarrassing. Well, friends, keep on practicing at home. It's not embarrassing, okay? And now let's look at those lessons one more time.
Hi, Taylor.
You look upset.
I am. I got a speeding ticket this morning.
Oh, no. What happened?
I was driving to work, and I was driving a little too fast.
How fast?
I was going 45 miles per hour on Center Street.
The speed limit on Center Street is 35 miles per hour.
I know. So a police officer gave me a speeding ticket.
How much is the ticket?
Which one?
Which one? You got more than one?
Yes. When the police officer stopped me, I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. I also got a ticket for that.
That's bad.
Well, I broke the law. The two tickets will cost me $150. But something else was really embarrassing.
What?
Officer Carl gave me the ticket.
So, Marie, you got pulled over by a police officer before, right?
I did, but he didn't give me a ticket. I was very thankful.
How did you feel when you got pulled over?
Well, it was really scary. When I saw the police car behind me, I felt really upset, and I felt like crying.
Well, I'm sure you were just as upset as this woman. Many of us have been in her position before, and it doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't. If you ever get stopped by the police, there are some things you should remember.
That's right. And make sure to stop as soon as you can. That's a safe thing to do. Don't drive too long, or the police officer might really give you a bad ticket.
Yeah. And when talking to the police officer, be polite. Don't yell or get angry at the police officer. That will cause even more problems.
Also, in the car, don't panic. Move slowly and carefully. Take your time. This shows that you care about the police officer. You're not doing anything that might hurt that person.
That's right. And one more thing. Make sure to make eye contact with the police officer when you are talking with him. All right, friends. Wow, we learned a lot right now, but right now it's time to go and watch Jungle Chit Chat.
You look upset. What happened, James?
I was driving to work and a police officer stopped me.
Ooh, were you driving too fast?
Yes, I got a speeding ticket.
Ooh, did you know the speed limit?
Yes, but...
You broke the law, and you got a ticket.
I know, but...
The officer is trying to keep everybody safe.
I know, but...
Were you wearing your seatbelt?
No, so I got a second ticket. Two tickets!
You broke the law! And now you have to pay.
I know, but...
Thanks to the police, our neighborhood is a safer place.
I know, but how embarrassing.
And how expensive. Ooh, two tickets.
Two tickets.
Your fault.
Bam! Pow! Take that! How about that? Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File.
I'm just playing a game on my smartphone. Do you ever make sounds when you play games? I think it makes playing the game more fun. We use some words to describe sounds. The word actually sounds like the sound they're describing. For example, the word crunch. I'll eat a potato chip. Do you hear that? You hear the sound? It sounds like the word crunch. We use words like these in English all the time. Oh, I almost forgot. Excuse me for 1 second.
What noise does thunder make? Boom. What noise does a cow make? Moo. What noise does a motorcycle make? Zoom. Boom, moo, and zoom are all words to describe sounds. Most languages have words like these. But just like other words, different languages might use different words to describe the same sound. For example, in English, a dog says woof. In Chinese, a dog says wang wang. In English, a sheep says baa. In Chinese, a sheep says meh. In English, a clock makes a tick-tock sound. In Chinese, a clock goes di-da. Isn't that fun?
Hey, good to see you again. I just finished my game. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Did you hear that? Ding-dong. That's the sound of a doorbell. In Chinese, we say ding dong. Well, I better see who is at the door. Thanks for visiting today, friends. I'll see you next time. Bye.
What are other tickets you can get besides speeding?
Well, you can get a ticket for driving through a red light. This is very dangerous. Also, you can get a parking ticket. This is when you haven't paid enough money to be in a parking space.
Yeah, tickets are not fun, but they teach us good lessons. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.